Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you here on a Deal Breakers Thursday. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. And good morning to you, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. Twitch is brought to you by White Claw Vodka Soda. Many have asked, Cap, you and they were reaching out to Shay this morning on how they can support my cousin, Ariana Preston, a Chicago police officer who was shot in front of her home and murdered by four people. The link is up at ESPN 1000 on Twitter right now. And I know, Cap, you've retweeted it as well, at the Capman. But it's available right now at ESPN 1000. It's through Baracko's. It's so funny. Baracko's, that's the place I told you, Cap. Like, I went to get my my car fixed in Matson. And I said, oh, you know, Carm's going to be in Oak Lawn. Oh, let me stop over there to Baracko's. I had like a sweatshirt and sweatpants. I was so underdressed.
Oh, for one of his bourbon universities?
Yeah, but it's like Whiskey University thing.
Whiskey University.
Yeah, and I just, it was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed, like, oh my God.
They all get dressed up for that now.
I didn't know that until I went in there because I thought, oh, another bar appearance. I'll just stop in there. No, not a bar appearance. It was actually a great appearance by Carm. But nonetheless, Baracko's is supporting our family. So again, the link is available now at ESPN 1000. Dion was amazing. The mother of Ariana, she spoke at the funeral. Terrence, Dion's husband, the family spoke there at Trinity. And so again, I mentioned this earlier, but just thank everybody for the support of my family during this very difficult time. Cap has helped me through it because I easily could have just taken time, but it's been cathartic today to be able to be with my family, my radio family here, to be able to do the show today.
It is great to have you back. I got a lot out of having you on the phone yesterday, and you sent me the video from the van that you were riding in behind the hearse. And to see hundreds and hundreds of men and women in uniform, citizens of this city, all standing at attention, paying their respects. There are good people in this world in the face of horrific times.
It was something I've never experienced before, and just grateful for everybody to help our family and to pray for our family, give us good wishes. I'm still getting messages about Ariana, but she was a superstar. That was on the horizon. Chicago Police Department for 3 years. It was going to be an FBI agent. She studied abroad, by the way, to be able to get into being a police officer. That's how dedicated she was. So it's just she's an amazing person. And she resonates not just locally, but coast to coast. As we are with you till 10 o'clock here
just
on Cap and J-Hood. Well, thank you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So the Astros defeat the Cubs yesterday by the score of 7-6. The Cubs now are 19-24.
I love LA.
And 8-13 on the road. That's a tough loss in Houston.
Yeah, I'd rather go back to LA and not play that Astro club. That's a really good club. We beat the crap out of their pitcher, France. It's 6-1 in the eighth.
France.
6-1. You got six really good innings out of Drew Smyly, one run.
That's all you wanted, right?
Correct.
8 strikeouts through six. He was fantastic.
So he was at 84 pitches when he came out of the ballgame. Yeah. And I'm hearing, of course, you know, nobody's tweeting this before the fact, after the fact. Hey, why didn't you leave him in? What do you want him to throw? Another inning's going to push him north of 100.
Yeah.
That is not where he's at his best. Alzolay comes in, does the job for an inning. Why didn't you leave Alzolay in for two innings? That's not where he's his best either. You handed the ball to Mark Leiter Jr., and I had no issue with that. He's had a really good year. He peed down his leg, and now it's 6-3. Go to the ninth. They give the ball. Just don't give it to Michael Fulmer. He didn't. He gave it to Keegan Thompson, who has really good stuff and has had a good year. Bam, hit. Bam, homer. Another guy on. Get him out. Okay. Because if he hadn't taken him out and he gave it up, I'd be screaming, Rossi, what are you doing? So he takes him out. He goes to Brandon Hughes. Bam, bam. Game over. That's a terrible loss.
Yes, it is.
But that's incumbent on the front office. Jed and Carter Hawkins and whoever else is in the decision-making roles need to go make a deal if they want to save their season and add to their bullpen. Period. The Royals stink. Go get Aroldis Chapman out of them. And why he signed there and the Cubs didn't have a role for him, I don't know.
It's definitely on the bullpen because the Cubs offense was good enough to be able to win that ball game yesterday. Six runs. You walked seven times.
How about Roy?
Three by Master Boney. Had took some really good at-bats yesterday.
How about Roy? Yeah. First Japanese-born player ever in the history of baseball, in Major League Baseball, to have home runs in three consecutive at-bats. The ninth inning two nights ago, and his first two at-bats yesterday. Bam, bam, bam. Home run, home run, home run. He had three hits yesterday. He looks like he is starting to feel more comfortable after starting the season on the injured list.
You lit the fire because you were trashing him the other day because you were disappointed in his offensive output.
I found out he listens.
Apparently so, yes. Translator there to tell him.
Toy Masumoto, the translator, translates our show to him.
Who is it now?
Toy Masumoto.
Here's Toy Masumoto. There he is. The translator.
First Suzuki. Suzuki's been rolling.
My favorite Cub is Christopher Morel. Well, it's Patrick Wisdom, but it's Christopher Morel.
And he had three hits last night.
That guy should never see Iowa.
Agreed.
Never again.
Agreed.
Never again. And I know that might be lightning in a bottle that I'm saying, but I liked him last year. But the idea that you didn't start the season with him to start everything off. Bench, come in as a pinch hitter, you know, every third day. That guy should be in the lineup. He's a center fielder now. I know you did not like the miscue from him earlier in this week with the miscue in left field.
In the first inning on an Abreu fly ball.
But, Cap, he's just an energizer for your lineup. That's what you want at the top. I like him a lot.
I completely agree. Now, if you want to send him to the minors at the start of the season for whatever reason they had, that's fine. But after a couple weeks, when he's killing it, 3 weeks tops, we didn't get him up here till in the May.
How's Matt Mervis doing?
Hit a home run the other day off the foul pole.
0-for-5.
He had a tough day yesterday.
All I'm telling you, Cap, is that your angst about Fulmer is correct. But your angst also has to be on that front office for having ineptitude in the back of that bullpen.
Agreed.
It's just like when we're still guessing who should be the closer for the team, I told you for me it was Boxberger.
Now he's on the injured list.
Now he's not available.
Forearm strain's a precursor to usually something more serious. Cody Hoyer is coming back. He's throwing 99. They were clocking him the other day. 98, 99. So you can't just hand him the job and go, we are making you the closer from day one. He's coming off Tommy John. I would go acquire somebody.
These are the reasons why the Cubs are a year away. And I know, what's the old expression? Be careful now. You don't want to be a year away from being a year away.
Correct.
That means 2 years. Then you keep kicking a can down the road.
Correct.
Right? I don't think that's who the Cubs are. This is why, as impressed as I was with the offseason, as much money that they spent, Cap, this is why I told you just to hold on. Even during the Dodgers series where they were tearing up the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine, I said, wait a minute. Just wait, because if we can't figure out who the 7th, 8th, 9th guys are in the bullpen, if they have no closer to close out these games, then that's why you have to wait. I know that's hard to say, patience, when you're a Cub fan, but 2024 should be the year. You should have lined up what you want to do for your starting rotation, which is a whole different kind of conversation. You should know what you have for the back of your bullpen and go forth from there. Now, speaking of the starting rotation, the next time we see the Cubs, it'll be Marcus Stroman on the mound.
Tomorrow night.
All right. Now, his status contractually is what?
He has 1 year left. He can opt out after this year.
Shot or no shot, he's a Cub in 24.
Oh, I'll say shot. But he said, we started to talk about an extension. Well, he's going to be looking for, big money. Big.
Well, he's just not going to get it.
He's getting $25 million or so this year, I believe. Let me make sure.
I'm not a dream killer, Cap. I'm just saying that if he keeps going in this direction where he's just okay, I don't see $35 million for him. or $30 million for him. He's 2-4. Got a sub-4 ERA, which you like, right? I like that he wants to be here.
His salary's 23.6 this year.
A little bump up then.
And then a little bit of his signing bonus in there. His total salary this year will be $25 million. He had a 3-year, $71 million deal and an opt-out after year two.
If he's just okay, though, Cap.
He's 32.
Okay, well.
He's going to ask you what? 4 years?
120? 110?
4 years, 120, something like that. He's going to look for a raise. I'm not giving him that. Hell no.
Not for just to be okay. But you love the 3.24 ERA. What if it's like that? If he's not helping you win ball games, though, that's a question mark in the offseason.
Well, look how he's pitched as of late. He has not been good.
Right.
He has not. His game log, just go back through it. He pitched May 14th against the Twins. 2 2/3, 7 hits, 6 runs, all earned, a home run, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. The start before that, he was pretty good against the Cardinals. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Pretty solid.
When you're good again, you're going to need 2 starters. You know that, right? When you're in 24, if Justin Steele's one of them,
mm-hmm.
Tyone, you're part of your, I mean, I understand the contract.
Oh, he'll be there.
Okay. 2. Depending on the healthy Hendricks.
He should be there.
Stroman?
I mean, if he opts out and wants too much money, no.
So you don't need Drew Smiley's not your future. So you're going to
He signed a 2-year deal, so he'll be there next year.
Trade him. You don't need that.
He'll be there.
To do what?
He'll be a back end of your rotation guy.
Not if you're really are you trying to win the World Series next year or not?
Well, you try to win every year.
Not this year. That's a great cliche, but not this year. Look at the ball club.
We got a kid named Cade Horton coming.
All right. Kid.
Cade Horton.
Okay.
First round pick last year. He's got filthy top of the rotation stuff.
My point about the Cubs is that you need 2 starters. Come on now.
Agreed.
You need 2 starters in the offseason.
We've got him.
What, Hendricks?
Ohtani.
Okay, that'll be fine.
His first name is Shohei. Show that man some respect.
All right, that'll be fine.
Ohtani? Cade Horton?
Put some respect on my name.
You get
damn
out of here.
Right. Yeah.
Birdman. All right, you're going to need 2 starters. That's my point. And what can you do about the back of your bullpen as well? Mark Leiter Jr. might be a nice guy. That's not your closer.
Agreed.
I know he's listed as such, but he's not.
Maybe it's Cody Hoyer.
Maybe. July will be very interesting. Our Cubs conversations together will be very interesting in July.
Yes.
When we get or early August, when we get to the deadline.
Yeah, I don't want to be in the first week of August going, just get the football season here because both baseball teams stink.
No, I look forward to talking to you about what you want to do at the deadline, where the Cubs are and what you do. After spending $300 million in free agency money,
mm-hmm.
If you're stuck, what do you do? You're not adding on, even in a bad central. You may not be adding on. Would you subtract? I look forward to that conversation. And I don't know the answer to that yet in May. But July, we're going to chop it up and figure out, like, you add on or are you taking guys away? That's going to be part of your future.
Right. Are you trading Cody Bellinger, who's on a 1-year deal? Are you trading Stroman if you haven't done an extension with him? There's a lot of questions there.
Be interesting. So I look forward to talking to you about
that. Just remember, we've got Swanson and we've got Horner, and they're locked in.
Oh, I like them. Oh, yeah. That's we talk about pillars on the show all the time, right?
Yep.
There's two.
Petey Crow Armstrong next year in center field.
All right.
There we go.
That'll be fun.
Saya, here we go.
All right.
Ian Happ. Lock it in.
5 straight losses for the Cubs. That's not good. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Still to come, some thoughts about the Celtics and the Miami Heat. And something regarding the Bulls fan I want to talk about regarding Jimmy Butler, the Heat, and the Celtics from last night. We'll take your phone calls and also your thoughts on the Cubs. You heard our conversation. Jump in with us right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Run,
It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Our 7 a.m. hour is already up at Cap and J-Hood. Check out the podcast and the ESPN Chicago app. The 7 a.m. hour of Cap and J-Hood is brought to you by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. With you till 10, then we will cross talk with Black and Abdallah from 10 to noon. Carmen from 12 to 12:30. White Sox baseball as the Sox take on the Guardians at 12:30 with a 1:10 first pitch. It'll be Wild and Sylvie after White Sox baseball, followed by Bears Weekly with Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. Then we have the Lakers at the Nuggets, game two of their series, Jokic against LeBron, and more. All part of the mix right here on Cap and J-Hood.
So we have three monitors in here. We've had some of the golf on, the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
Did you hear what just went down at the PGA Championship with Joel Damon? Did you see what is it called? Full Swing? Is that what we watched?
On Netflix?
Netflix.
Yeah.
So one of them's on Joel Damon. Joel Damon, with a wayward tee shot, drills this dude in the leg. Right in the calf.
So Joel Damon is a golfer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Joel Damon comes over and says, "Oh, I'm so sorry for hitting you. What does a beer cost here at the tourney?" The guy goes, $17 a beer. He's like, "Here's $100. Sorry for hitting you." Gave him a $100 bill out of his pocket while he was playing in the PGA.
Hang on a minute. Did you say $17 for a beer?
Yes.
Get the hell out of here.
This guy just tweeted it. He says, "Shout out to @JoelDamon for hitting my calf with a tee shot today on hole number one." He proceeds to ask me how much a beer costs at the tourney. I say $17 a pop. He pulls out a crisp $100 bill and says, "I got your beers today."
Get the absolute F out.
I think
$17 a beer? No, that's a great move by Joel Damon. $17 a beer. That's worse than baseball stadiums.
You know, I was wondering, is it a 12-ounce, 10-ounce, 20-ounce?
I don't know.
40 ounces, that's just still too much. Even for a 40-ounce, $17. That's a lot.
That just tells me about Joel Damon, the guy.
That's fine. I know money's no object to you because you just put it.
Oh, my God.
Well, clearly, look at your bag.
What's a banana cost?
Yeah. Oh, what, $40? Absolutely. It's the best banana ever.
Wow.
Of course. So money's no object for a gentleman like you. But $17 for the rest of us, you know, living in squalor. And it's very difficult, Cap. You know, the 9-to-5ers. Those like me that are working hard. 312-332-3776.
Morning show host.
I do more than that.
Exactly.
I'm busy. Very busy.
He's the only guy on the south side of the city that has two mailboxes because there's so many checks coming in.
That's true.
Jonathan, did you check the second mailbox? Yes, Michelle.
Anyway.
It was empty and your pockets are bulging.
Okay.
I don't want her to know about those other games I called.
Yes. There's a reason why my pockets are bulging, though. It's not because of money.
So
the Heat beat the Celtics yesterday, 123-116. Mm-hmm. My friend, can I just tell you something? Jimmy Butler is the best player in the playoffs.
He is. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's
yes,
not. He is. No, yes, he's not is. Even close.
Yes, he is.
Oh, come on. He's very close. Yes, I would say Jokic, but he's close.
There goes your wife snarling. It's not close.
No.
It's
Jokic?
Jokic.
Yeah.
Hunter Brent and LeBron is number two.
No
shot.
He's not watching the playoffs.
Okay. How about Anthony Davis?
No shot.
It's okay. Those answers tell me he's not watching the playoffs, which
I'm
is
watching
fine.
All of it.
Well, then you don't know the mastery of Jimmy Butler.
He's and a how great he's, player. He's top five guys in the playoffs, but he is not better than Nikola Jokic.
Here's one thing for sure. Jimmy Butler's not going to slow down the fourth quarter and run out of gas. That's one thing. Jokic will, as we've seen.
Did you see Jokic's numbers the other night?
No, I saw them. Don't confuse activity with accomplishment. What about the end? When he's guarded by Hachimura. Not as effective. They won the ball game. That's the point. The point is they won the ball game. For me, Jimmy Butler is the best player in the playoffs. Here's my issue, though. When Bulls fans on social and on the phone lines are talking about, how can the Bulls get rid of Jimmy Butler? How could that happen? Okay, well, first of all, players don't stick around with the same team anymore like they used to. Very few Cal Ripkins, or very few Tony Gwynns in sports in 2023 where a player stays in one spot. That's one thing. And also, Bulls fans, let's not do revisionist history. I asked Cap, just for a refresher, what happened to Jimmy at the end of his Bulls run?
So
when you told me.
Well, he was here with Dwayne Wade.
Oh, God.
And it was just the mixture in the locker room. You can go back and you can look up what Joe Colley and Casey Johnson, the two guys that were most prominent on that beat at the time. And I think Friedel was still here.
Friedel, a little McGraw in there, Daily Herald.
Hey, Nick, I know you listen. Call the show because Jimmy was dressing in a different room from his teammates. Like, there were things going on.
Yes.
And so they ended up moving him to Minnesota.
He changed, and we heard like diva-like behavior. Well, to me, it was him taking the leadership role. When Jimmy Butler first got here, kid from Marquette, had no offensive game. He was the perfect pick for the Bulls because Thibodeau needed someone who was dedicated to guard somebody. And he was a fantastic defender for the Bulls. They called him Kobe Stopper. Do you recall this?
I do.
Kobe Stopper, because Kobe came in here and Jimmy was shut. Not didn't stop him, but slowed him down from getting big time numbers. So he really made his bones defensively. He became one of the best two way players in the league today. The reason why the Heat are 5-0 in game ones in the playoffs, going back to last year, Jimmy Butler's a big part of that. He leads this team.
He's a monster.
He's much better than he was.
But he's also on his fourth team. Let's not forget.
There's a reason.
Minnesota wanted him out because he couldn't get along with Karl Anthony Towns. Maybe Jimmy was in the right. Maybe he was in the wrong. I don't know. I didn't cover that team.
No. You know he was in the right. You know how soft that Timberwolves team is?
Agreed.
If you don't, you're not going to play hard for Tibbs.
But then he went to Philly, and they couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Rightfully so. Hey, man. It's okay to have an a-hole on your team, as you know.
Agreed.
That's who he is.
I am actually texting our guy Nick Friedel right now because he was right in the middle of all that.
Cap, it's okay to have an a-hole on your team as long as that a-hole is competitive. That guy fits perfectly into Heat culture. What is Heat culture? That means to get under the skin of your opponent. That means to be physical. That means that if you're going to have a problem in the locker room, shout it out, fight it out, but we're still a team. That's all led by Eric Spoelstra. Read the piece either on ESPN or on in the Ringer about Eric Spoelstra. They like confrontation, Cap. They love it. Love it. If you have a problem, it's not going to social media and talk about it. We talk about it in here and stays in here.
Correct.
Udonis Haslem, a big part of that as well.
Correct. Their culture there, which starts with Pat Riley, from the top down, is awesome.
But I guess my point is that Butler, when Bulls fans say, how could Butler was just he was a good player for the Bulls, ultimately just a decent player, but never to this extent. As a Heat, he's an amazing player. And could Jimmy Butler get along with that attitude? Like you said, he had to leave Philadelphia, right? You think that attitude works in Chicago? We see he had to go.
But Chicago does not have the structure and culture Miami has.
Correct. Starts with Riley.
Do you think Pat Riley would let him dress in a private room and be distant from his teammate? No. Never.
No. But we got to make sure we reassure people or remind people it was Dwayne Wade and it was Jimmy Butler versus the locker room.
What was Jimmy's last year here?
We got to look it up.
18?
We got to look it up. But yeah, I mean, so that's who he was. Yeah, he was here between 2011 and 2017. 11 to 17.
Okay,
and then became with the Timberwolves in 17 and the Sixers in 18. And had been with the Heat since 19.
Because that whole Bulls thing, again, when you have a... And I'm not telling you Tibbs was perfect. But when you have a coach who sets a culture of the way we do business and how hard we're going to play, both sides were wrong. And in my opinion, Gar Forman and John Paxson had to do a better job at finding a way to fix that thing.
Yeah.
You got a hell of a coach, and Tibbs deserves his share in the downfall of it. You can't let that thing get broken up.
I from the Heat standpoint and for Jimmy, I'm rooting for Jimmy because he came from the Bulls, and he's just a dog, man. And I'm talking about in a good way, an aggressive player. That and someone who, by the way, would not would rather not score 35 points or 30 points. That's not in his game. He'd rather defer because he's an unselfish player. But if you're not getting anything from Kevin Love, if Vincent is not shooting the ball well, if Max Strus is not shooting the ball well, then he takes the bull by the horn, so to speak. I like that aggressiveness. All right, coming up, Shea Norling has his Celtics thoughts on the other side of this series. And Coach Joe Mazzulla from the Celtics watches the same movie four times a week. Do we believe that? We talk about that coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Cubs lost their fifth straight last night in walk-off fashion, 7-6 to Houston. They held a five-run lead in the eighth. Mark Leiter Jr. and Keegan Thompson combined to allow five runs in the eighth and the ninth. The Cubs head to Philadelphia for a weekend set starting tomorrow. The White Sox will look to get a series sweep after a 7-2 victory against the Guardians. Three home runs in the game, Vaughn, Sheets, and Berger. White Sox have won the first two of 13 straight against the American League Central. Sox will take on the Guardians 12:30 pregame with Connor McKnight right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. He beat the Celtics in game one yesterday, 123-116. Jimmy Butler, 35 points on 25 shots. Jason Tatum had zero shot attempts, three turnovers in the final quarter. Jay Moore.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and I are keeping our eyes on the PGA Championship. Don't forget about the golf show with Gilligan and Tyler. CDGA Golf Show is available now on the ESPN Chicago app. You need your golf, it's right there, the CDGA Golf Show on the ESPN Chicago app.
Kazuki Higa.
Bless you.
Minus four through six holes. He's too clear of the field. Kazuki Higa. From Japan. How about that?
Is he from Japan, Cap?
It could be Korean.
No, I thought he was from Pilsen. I beg your pardon. My God. Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, maybe he's from Korea.
or Riverwoods.
Maybe.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. He is of Asian descent, is he not?
He is Asian.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Kazuki Higa. There you go. Minus four through six. About that, to get off to that kind of start means you are striping your driver because the rough with the rain they've gotten out there is really tough.
Had a frost warning early this morning.
Yeah, they're soft.
It was in the 40s or 50s. They said frost
chilly.
Warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this morning. I noticed that.
They're better than that.
So you know that Shea Norling is a Boston Celtics fan.
Yes.
And so, once again, the Celtics underachieve early in the series. They lose 123-116. That wasn't good, Shea. I know you're watching that, and that's not good. The way that the Heat were able to put it on the Celtics in the third quarter, I told you all you need to know about the game.
Yeah, I mean, the third quarter, Hoodie, was all of it. And I came in this morning, and Cap immediately asks me about Jason Tatum vanishing in the fourth quarter, which we'll get to, but there's a lot of problems with this team, and part of it is, like, you've got Jimmy Butler, who's an assassin. You've got Eric Spoelstra, who's one of the greatest coaches we've seen. And on the other side is a guy in Joe Mazzulla, who is lost, watching The Town four times a week. Like, how about this, Joe? Learn to call timeout. When a team is going on a 46-point to whatever it was for the Celtics, 21 in the third quarter, when you're getting rinsed, that type of differential, and you go the entire quarter with no timeout. Do me a favor.
Well, hold on. There were no media timeouts?
He didn't call a timeout.
Have we never heard of calling
a timeout to stop a run?
No, he didn't. There was no other timeouts in the entire quarter.
No, of course
quarter.
There were stoppages. But, Cap, we know how this goes. The opposing team goes on a 9-0 run. You end the momentum. You call timeout. You get things figured out. This guy, just let him bleed out on the floor. Oh, and then how about this? Tatum, come off. Let's get Peyton Pritchard out there for closeout minutes in the third quarter. What are we doing?
Your thoughts.
Again, I didn't pay as close attention. I was watching my baseball team defecate all over themselves.
Well, both of us watched our teams defecate all over themselves yesterday.
I also had the Sox game on. They played a very, very solid game.
Feels good.
So I didn't pay as strict attention. I didn't have money on the basketball game.
Nor did I. I refused to bet it, in fact.
So I'm watching the game. And I'm like, hey, Tatum, you're taking three shots. You're 0 for 3. And then I watched him head and shoulder fake for a three on the far wing in front of the bench.
Yeah.
He goes up and down. His feet leave the ground. Travel.
He had a brain fart there.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Several of them.
What are you doing?
Look, I would say to you, thank you. I would say to you, Shay, that if you're not a Jaylen Brown fan, it's one thing. So if Brown's not going to get it done, then Tatum and others have to be able to step up in that spot.
Well, that's where everybody's got to do. But like Jaylen Brown had his bleep hole game all game. Anytime he goes up against this Heat team, he plays like a guy who doesn't know what town he's in. 22 points on 21 shots, only got to the free throw line twice, six turnovers, and then I got Tyler Aki texting me talking about, I want Jaylen Brown on the Bulls. I don't get how you can watch this guy play basketball and want that for yourself with him as your number one option. He can't dribble without looking at the floor. He's a sieve defensively yesterday, getting owned.
Well, the team was.
Sure, especially in that third quarter. Yeah. And then Tatum vanishing in the fourth. No shot attempts, and you get three turnovers to close the game out. Two travels, and that ridiculous brutal. Pass the ball off somebody's ass.
You said he was playing tight end out there blocking, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what was going on.
I also watched Al Horford, who, I don't know, what is he, 56?
Leave him alone. Every team needs an Al Horford.
Yeah, I like him, but...
Yes.
We would teach sixth graders, do not throw the ball across the court.
That's brutal.
Bam! And there's Jimmy right in the lane. Just, thank you.
Well, here's a question. So you're getting on Joe Mazzulla. And Joe Mazzulla, again, he had to be pressing the service, as you well know. We all know the story. Mm-hmm. Ime Udoka cheats on or breaks up with a beautiful Nia Long, a beautiful actress. And so... You know, you bring Mazzulla in as an assistant coach. That's a far, far cry from being the assistant. 18 inches over, right? Over to being the head coach.
That's a big difference, man. When you're sitting there as the assistant, you give your input. It's not on your record. Slide over the 18 inches.
He watches the same movie four times a week. Is there any movie that you'd watch four times a week if you had time?
Well, I don't believe that he's watching the entire two-hour movie. He probably gets on the treadmill,
yeah.
Does his workout, goes, oh, it's mindless, I can put it out of the town. I love it.
It's weird, though. That's a lot in a week. Because then you run it out. Like, I like Tommy Boy, because it's a silly movie, right?
Right. I like Top Gun Maverick. Mm-hmm. I put it on all the time when I get on the elliptical or the treadmill or the bike, whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it on.
Right. You know, Jay Moore watches Black Nurses.
No.
On Pornhub. He watched it four times a week.
Oh, wow.
No.
That's not fair.
I like Wedding Crashers.
There we go.
Wedding Crashers is excellent.
See, but these are silly movies. And this Joe Mazzulla figurehead watching The Town four times a week, he's lying. Do you know what that is? That's a guy who got out of bed and he goes, maybe if I tell him that I watched the Ben Affleck movie where they rob Fenway Park, the Boston Lappies will love me. That's what he's doing. He doesn't watch that movie four times a week. Have you seen that movie? Blake Lively's addicted to drugs in this movie. This is not a fun movie. This isn't Top Gun Maverick where you just get to have a nice time. This is a heavy flick.
You said drugs, right? You ever see Joe Mazzulla? The eyes piercing? He's intense. Maybe he does like movies like that.
Yeah.
Chewing the gum a million miles
away. Then I'll tell you what, that's a problem. I don't want that guy coaching my team.
Do you remember Justice William Rehnquist on the Supreme Court?
Yeah. Yeah.
Arch conservative?
Yeah.
Yeah. After he died, one of his, what do they call the people that, not they're not interns. I can't remember what the, anyway, one of his understudies that worked for him said, every week, multiple times, he would put on Old School and watch it during lunch. Every week.
Just makes him laugh.
He enjoyed it.
Again, silly movie. The Town is great. It's not a fun, like, let's hang out for 2 hours. It's a heavy movie.
It is a heavy movie. Shay, it's not like Old School or Wedding Crashers.
Shay, what Tommy movie Boy. Would it be for you?
That I could watch over and over and over?
Four times a week?
I don't have one of those. That's why I don't believe this. Nobody's watching a movie four times in a week.
Maybe once a year, but not four times a week.
My wife would tell you she could watch Harry Potter over and over and over. And, like, that's fine. But I'm not that guy. I'm not built like I can just watch the same movie four times.
No.
That's insane to me. You got to broaden your horizons a little bit. Yeah. And the town. Like, imagine your friend goes, yeah, dude, I love to watch Shawshank. I watch it four times a week. You've got problems.
That's crazy.
What about Driving Miss Daisy?
I don't watch Plowing Miss Daisy.
Right. It's like saying you're going to watch Brian's Song four times a week. Really?
Right.
Plowing Miss Daisy.
Oh, what was the
Driving.
One?
Huh? Driving.
Did you say babysitter porn?
Oh, all right.
Joey G.
Driving Miss Milf.
Hey, Joey.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hello, Joey G.
What's up, Joseph?
Nothing. Mine would be Bronx Tale.
Uh-huh. You ever see that, Cap? The Bronx Tale?
I've seen the Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
Yeah, going back to basketball,
yeah,
makes me sick when I watched Jimmy Butler last night. The Bulls should have built around him instead of getting rid of him. Now they're looking at the game and going, oh, my God, what do we do? I think he's becoming like a LeBron thinker. Those two passes that he intercepted, just amazing.
Yeah.
And Shea, on your point, absolutely. You got to call the timeout to stop the bleeding.
He did, and he did not. No. And
what again, is he doing?
If nothing else, like maybe the Miami Heat still had their momentum, but if nothing else, Cap, you got to be able to just slow things down. Time out to calm the guys.
Thank you, Joey. Yes, you do. There were stoppages where there was timeouts. I understand Shea's frustration. I understand it.
Yeah. And the Heat just...
We were 8.5-point underdogs.
Just give them credit, though, man. I don't know why they've been undefeated in game ones for the last five series, winning game one. That was a good bet for me.
Great. I hate this team. This Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra, they just refuse to go out sad. They just refuse to give me an easy walk. I hate this team. And I've had to see them three of the past four seasons.
Okay.
And they're going to end up eliminating me twice. Series is not. It's over.
Our guy Friedel,
yeah,
just texted me back. I said, what was Jimmy Butler like in his last year with the Bulls? A dude whose ego had gotten so big that the rest of the organization that used to universally love him didn't know who he was anymore.
That's correct. He told me down those late night shows, those Bulls Buzz shows. Just keep in mind, Shea Norling, the Heat were not even as good as the Bulls last year in the regular season. They were not. And I know that's hard to believe, but that is something to be said about turning the switch on and having some momentum.
What's the comment that Julius Randle made about his team?
He said
the other team just wanted it more.
I guess they wanted it more.
Yeah.
They do. The Heat do want it more. It's amazing. Cap and J Hood cut of the day is right around the corner. Thanks for listening to the Cap and J Hood Morning Show.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and J Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Later on tonight at 6 o'clock, check out Good Karma Wrestling. I'll be with my partners Gabe and Brian, and we'll talk pro wrestling with you. We'll talk about the legendary superstar Billy Graham, who passed away.
There was trepidation in your voice. You weren't sure of their name?
No, I just take my time sometimes. Old age, man. You know?
We've all been there.
Especially when it's not written down. Gabe, Brian, and I will have Good Karma Wrestling 6 o'clock at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. And, of course, the podcast is available as well on the ESPN Chicago app. We'll talk about someone from your era, superstar Billy Graham.
Look forward to it.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
Do I have to pull up a picture?
I remember superstar Billy Graham, 100%.
Steroid guy.
Yeah.
Before,
no question.
So we'll get to that coming up at 6 o'clock. You can watch it or check it out on the podcast.
And maybe people in sales, if they're listening, Prevagen.
I'm Jay Hood.
Prevagen.
I'll do that. I'll be glad to do that. Absolutely.
Dude, you'd endorse whatever. You like me?
Almost. There was one that I had to turn down.
Really?
Yes.
You want to share with the class?
He gets us. I said upstairs, I said, do you guys listen to the show?
Wow.
We'll get back to your phone calls momentarily, but let's talk a little bit about Jesus. I don't know if that's going to work.
Not going to fly.
Not on this show.
Time for deal breakers.
especially the way you talk. My God.
Me?
Potty mouth. It's unbelievable. Now time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. I'm going to be there today. I'm going there for lunch today. Yes. This afternoon. Sit out on the patio. Have a burger. Let's go.
An appearance.
Jay Moore.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Headline from the New York Post.
What?
My friend miscarried, and I want my baby shower gift back.
So you bought the gift, brought it to the baby shower, and then you find out they lost the child. My deepest sympathies. Are you guys going to try again? Yeah, we're...
That's none of your business!
We're close. And he says...
No!
Yeah, we're going to let a little time heal things, and then we will try again.
Cap, don't say that.
Hang on to the crib we bought, and...
Hang...
if you have another child...
You're a bad guy. This is the worst thing you've ever said.
We've already given you your gift.
Just
keep the crib.
It's the worst thing you've ever said. This is awful.
Oh my God.
I need that back.
You're the worst.
So when
they
have the next baby shower, Mindy can walk in. What'd you get him? Oh, we got it for the last one.
Oh my, yes, gathering dust in the closet. Oh my God. God almighty. That's none of your business.
Yes, we are. All right, then
No.
Stop.
Days after. No. I mean, the wound is open. And Cap's like, are you going again?
Don't say that either. Don't say the wound's open. You jackass.
The emotional wound.
No.
The emotional wound.
And that's all, folks.
And that is the Cut of the Day, proudly brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse on LaSalle on the north side of the Chicago River. I'll be on that patio later this afternoon. Come on out and say hi.
Got some breaking news.
You do? Whoa! Sam Zell has died at the age of 81. My former boss.
Multiple sources. This is from Crane Chicago Business.
Wow.
Your guy. You thought you were farting through silk with Sam Zell owning the team, didn't you? Wow, look at how much money that Hendry's got to spend now.
I wish
didn't work out.
My condolences to his family.
Yeah.
But much like Billy Packer, not my kind of guy.
I understand. But
I'm just being honest.
But that's fine. But if they would have won the World Series with him spending money, he would have been all in.
He turned the spigot off to the money, A. B, he had some risky scheme that ended up bankrupting the company.
I remember.
Yeah. Not my kind of man.
Zell. Gone.
But my sympathies to his family.
We thank you for listening and calling and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000.
Say hi to Billy Packer up there.
Different section. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Jay Moore. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow at 7.
Let's do it.
So long, everybody.
Love you. Take that.
From Chicago.